54, where time, space, and reality collide.
Make a real decision. You can defend us.
Daylight only comes at two. I guess said I'm addicted to you. Sunshine breaks for you. Telling you, and you gotta take me home. There's a part of me and a part of you that can never leave it alone. Comes at two, falling in the afternoon. Sunshine breaks for you. It's true, it's true, it's true. Daylight only comes at two. I guess that I'm addicted to. I'm always chasing you. I'm always chasing you. You.
This is the Area 54 Automated Control System. Please start the drums. Good. Now the groove. Nice. 3, 2, 1. Disco. Disco.
Get mileage out of this record from Daft Punk off of Random Access Memories. The song we played for you is called Beyond. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 in the Chill Show here on 94.7. Crack and Smack. Before that, did a song called Il Serpente. Saw it on Plastic People, going back to Plastic People. It's actually kind of a, maybe one of their weaker releases. Still a pretty good album, though.
Really? You think it's that weak?
No, and nothing from Crack and Smack's weak, I guess, compared to some of the stuff they've been putting out recently. You know.
All right. Your opinion. Better.
That's my opinion. My opinion is that they're due for a new album, is what my opinion is. If you really want a strong opinion about Crack and Smack, let's see some more stuff, guys.
And it better be a good album.
That's right. Trio from the Netherlands. Great stuff. They're just very consistent. Croquet Club, before that, a song called Awake. That was the original mix. And Rufus. Song's called Daylight, and it's off the album Bloom. Start off the whole set with Ice Bear. Song's called Cold Coast. It's off the album Televisual. And Rufus touring, right? They're touring the States coming up here.
Yeah, they're going to be at Coachella.
Yeah, I guess that's touring the States.
Touring the States, right? Yeah, they are touring the States, but not this part of the States. Well, we've talked about that. So a lot of positive feedback of this Bloom album.
A lot of good music on it as well.
So yeah.
That's probably why. So it'd be fun to see these guys live. I don't know if they can reproduce the sound live, though.
Like to see them try. Speaking of reproduced sound live, we just got word that Thievery Corporation will be one of the main acts at What the Festival this year. Good pull, huh?
Yeah.
Should be pretty cool.
That's going to be a great draw, I think. Thievery. Last year, they had Rob Garza, but he just did a DJ set, so now we'll have the whole band out there. Bonobo is going to be there, too. He's just, but he will be just DJing, but still.
Well, no, totally worthwhile. We've got a couple other. We're really excited that Claptone's coming too. Another really good artist that should be great to see there outdoors in the
I hear Area 54 is going to be playing there too.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really good artist too.
Ah, all right.
They're not really DJs though.
Oh,
they're just kind of studio geeks.
Yeah, us. We are studio geeks.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, they're going to be standing. They'll be sitting up on stage playing some records and talking the whole time.
That's just like us, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's get away from that. Let's play some music.
Why don't
we got Jay Views queued up right now. We're going to play a song of his called Worth Light. Check it out.